Last week, a judge freed the most well-known song in the English language from its copyright constraints. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston reports.
There's a reason the servers in popular chain restaurants clap their hands and sing a happy birthday ditty that's not what we hear at home. And here's a version by the late Mr. Rogers.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Most of us probably weren't aware that in the past, film and television producers, professional musicians have had to pony up licensing fees to use the real happy birthday song we all know so well. A federal judge in Los Angeles threw a bucket of water on the candles burning brightly for music publisher and presumed copyright owner Warner Chappell. The decision followed a legal challenge brought by a film production company working on a documentary about the origin of the Happy Birthday song. Like others, it cleared the way to use the song by paying Warner a fee. The case turned on the lyrics, not the melody, which the filmmaker and Warner agreed was not protected by copyright law. The judge delved into the background of an old children's song with different lyrics called Good Morning to All. The two sisters who wrote it assigned their rights to a publisher, who included it in a songbook in the late 1800s. But the judge found it's not clear the sisters ever claimed ownership of the Happy Birthday lyrics, which didn't appear in print until almost two decades later. The Los Angeles Times reported last week that Warner is assessing its options.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.